Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Today, I'm going to speak to you about God's glorious army. God's glorious army. Now, I had a vision last night, and when I saw the vision, I saw the sign in front of the church, and where it says training center, it said special forces. Wow. Training center. Special forces training center. Now, you have to understand, the most elite force in America fighting are the SEALs, the Navy SEALs. 40,000 people join the Navy every year. Over 20,000 of them would like to be in the SEALs. Only 1,000 qualified just to go to the school, which takes 24 weeks, sometimes 36 weeks. And of that, 6% graduate. I want to say to you, Harvest, you're the 6%. You're the 6%. This is a special forces training center. Now, I'm going to tell you what an incredible drill instructor. When you come to the Special Forces Center, this is what they do to you. Every day they train you, and they make you do push-ups. They make you do, they make you do jumping jacks. Yeah. They make you run up the stairs, down the stairs. And there's a bell. There's a bell, and they say if the training gets too hard, man, he's not even breathing hard. These guys, man, you know that one. If the training gets too hard, they just say, ring the bell, and you can go home because you don't qualify. They call it a DOR, which means you quit. What is it, Benji? Drop on request. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to be part of the 6%. You don't have to be part of the 6%. You could ring the bell at any time and get out. But let me tell you what's going to change the nation, what's going to change your life, what's going to change your whole family is if you complete the training. And the instructor will say, ring the bell. Ring the bell. You don't have to do this. Ring the bell. Ring the bell. You go, no, I ain't ring the bell. No, I ain't ring the bell.
I'm not ringing the bell.
No, he's not going to ring the bell. Say to the devil, I'm not ringing the bell. No D-O-R, I'm not ringing the bell. I'm going to finish the training. Now, let me tell you what's won so many wars. We had a cat that came over and trained some folks and blew up the Twin Towers in America. Osama bin Laden. An army didn't capture him and kill him. Special Forces did. There was a woman. There was a powerful woman. There was a powerful woman that knew how to hear things and see things. Her hair was powerful. Everything was powerful. And nobody could find Osama bin Laden but her. How many of you know you can get in the spirit and you can find things nobody else can know? We are special forces. We're special forces. It wasn't the men who found Osama. She found Osama. He was hiding and the devil tried to hide. He'll try to be sneaking around. He'll try to be in disguise. But baby, if you got the Holy Ghost, it gets in your hair. It's everywhere. About somebody lift your hands and say, Holy Ghost, give me the discernment to be special forces. in the kingdom of God. They got two helicopters, two Black Hawks, and about 20 men. 20 men flew into the middle of Pakistan, undetected. Went out, not one man was lost. Everybody say, not one man.
Not one man.
Say to your brothers and sisters, nobody's going to be lost in this battle. I said, Toki, no one's going to be lost in this battle. I say, no one's going to be lost in. I say to our children, not one of our children at Harvest will be lost in the battle. This is a special force. Not one of our marriages will be lost in the battle. Everybody in this place is special forces. Our worship is special forces. You're trained by somebody who said, our ushers are special forces. Our security, what's the woman's name?
Linda.
Linda, boy, I tell you, I walk around her like this. Because I know she can put me down. Bottom line is, everything we do, our children, our sound, our evangelism, everything we do, this conference was so special forces. Last night, Jesse Duplantis in finances is special forces. Our buddy in Redeemed Church, Pastor David, he's special force. He got the word of God. It was going. Really? Special forces. Everybody say, this is the special forces training center. You can't compare yourself to another church. Stop that. You can't worship like another church. You can't lead like another church. You're special forces. Okay. Thank you. All right, here we go. Here we go. Now, when I say the word, I need a military spirit to come over this house right now. Military spirit. How many of y'all get that? You get that? We're the army of God. We're the army of God. When I say stand, I want in unison you to stand. Stand. Oh, my God. Do you realize the power in that? God is going to call this house to do certain things. And he's going to take you to Ephesians 6. And the most powerful thing in the whole armor of God is learning how to stand. When you know you've done all, stand. Stand still and see the glory of the Lord. For the Egyptians you see this day, point to your enemies right now. For the enemies you see today, you shall see no more. All right. Stop. Okay, sit down. But when I say stand, you have to stand up. Ephesians 6, chapter 6, 10 through 17. In conclusion, be strong. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's a decision. Turn to somebody and command them. Be strong. No, don't play. No, no. Oh, that's it. Watch this. Look here, little woman. Get up there. Watch it. Watch your face. Watch your face. Tell him.
Be strong.
Ah! Stand up, dancing queen. Look over at his man. Tell him for his future.
Be strong.
Ah! Stand. Turn to somebody and say,
be strong.
Be strong. Special forces. Be strong. Sit down. Be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him. Be empowered by your union with him. Now, if this is God, this is what you do every day. You draw your strength from him. Come on. More. 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 Because if I draw enough, I become in union with him. So how can I be weak if he's got me strong? I am in union. If there ever was special forces, God our Father is the commander and chief of the armies of the Lord. Okay, thanks. So we say, be empowered through union with him and in the power of his boundless mind. Put on the full armor. Go back and listen to the tape from Thursday night. Wear the armor. Wear the glory. Everybody say. Every morning. I put on the armor. I put on the glory. Every morning. Put on the glory. I come against depression in the name of Jesus Christ. That you can't have be special forces and be depressed. You'll get yourself killed and everybody else killed. Wear your glory, for the armor, it's like a splendid armor of a heavily armored soldier, so that you may be able to stand. Man, can you just imagine for a second? You come to church, Harvest, at the Special Forces Training Center, and as you come here, and Pastor Paul! Okay. Pastor Paul says, here is the... Sit down. He goes, here is the word of the Lord. Does anybody hear it? Stand! Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. No weapon formed against this army. No weapon. 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 I just say, special forces on these marriages. Special forces on. If you're looking for a mate right now, raise your hand. If you're looking for a mate right now, boy, I'm telling you something. Next Christmas, you won't be going alone. How about that? Yeah, tow! Tow! Good God Almighty. Look at this right here. Have you lost your mind? Look at that woman. Some man's going to see those red shoes and he's going to say, Lord, have mercy. Okay. Because you have to do the S word against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. We're not against people. Come on, people are not my enemies. Say that. They're not my enemies. They're not my enemies. It's principalities and powers. It's wickedness in high places. You break that, they'll be your friend. Some of your biggest enemies will be your best friend. They'll be in covenant with you, protecting your back. I'm a special forces man. Wherever I go, it's special forces. Okay, I'm going to stay focused right here. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you'll be able to successfully resist and stand. Stand your ground on the evil day. And having done all. Stand. And having done all. Stand. I didn't say stand. And having done all. Stand. Listen to me. Know what you know. Don't be just carrying this book around. Hide this book in your heart. They come. Pastor Paul and I, we love. We have church here, and then we have church driving home. Listen to me. People say, "What do you believe?" It doesn't matter what I believe. This is the truth, and I'm one with this. This just became flesh again. Sit down. Stand firm in your place, fully immovable. Verse 14. So, stand firm. Prepared, immovable, victorious, having tightened the band of truth with personal integrity. Okay, see, the last 3 years of my and Deborah's life, there has been an attack that has come against our family. An attack that came against our family. Pastor Paul, Pastor Joe know about it. And I thank you, babe. Thank you. Did I lose my man card right there? It was close. Okay. All right. But I had a promise from God. I need you to know this. There's like two or three books left on Dream Family. I just want to tell you that all the books are sold out except for just, I think, one or two of each one. Plus, somebody bought I Speak Wisdom and I didn't have it. I thought I was out of it. Who bought it? See there? Bam. That's what it's all about. You speak some wisdom and he's going to speak wisdom. You'll know it's the right man because he speaks the same language you speak. Yeah. You marry an equal, you minister to a project. It's mine. You need to tell a bunch of people this because women think they can fix men all the time. And when you marry them like they are, they're going to tell you, you knew what I was when you married. Okay. But I want to tell you something. We were obedient. And we held the line. I want you to stand. And watch this and draw the line. And say, enemy, you can't cross this line to my family. You cannot cross this line to my family. My family belongs to the kingdom of God. That's the bloodline. That's the bloodline. You can't cross that line. Prophet Kathy said, Pastor Prophet Kathy kept saying, hold the line, hold your promise, hold the line. And we were militant about it. I will tell you, last week, God completely restored the whole thing, and the miracle is here. I want to tell you, how many of you need a miracle in your family? Get to your feet. The same God that did it for Deborah and I, I said, be a special forces. The same God that did it for Deborah and I is doing it for you. Say, it's mine. See, special forces don't play, do they, Pastor Paul? Special forces, they're trained. They're elite. Who's head of prayer ministry here? In the name of Jesus, a special forces anointing on the prayer ministry. Not shotgun, a sniper. A sniper with a focus that you shoot down principalities and powers and you set God's people free. Every ministry special forces. That means you can't be average. I said the first night, listen to me. I want you to say, I expect for God to surprise me. No, say it like you mean it. I expect. Grab somebody, get agreement. Say, I expect. God to surprise me. Let me tell you, harvester special forces, write this down. When difficult times come, get more focused. When the difficult times get, you just get even more focused. I was starting to come out. Joe knows this. I was about to come out for service, and my brother called me 3 minutes before I came down to preach, and he says, it looks like Dad's dying. You know what I did? I have a word from God that says he'll never die when you're not there. You'll be there when he, and I said, no, I'm just going to focus more. I'm just going to focus more. I want you to tell the enemy, go ahead and try whatever you want to try. Whatever you try, I'm just going to focus more. I'm just going to focus more. The next night, somebody very special, powerful around the world called me and Deborah and said, I've got a terrible report. They were in the hospital. And I whenever attack comes, I just become more focused. Come on, get your focus on. Get your focus on. I will not be distracted. Say it. Jesus was not distracted. You listen to me. Special forces, you know what you need to do? You need to go back and rehearse your war stories. Go back and rehearse your war stories. And when I was upstairs and you said, for the first 2 weeks, you didn't know if Abby was going to live or not. 2 hours. You didn't know if she was going to live or not. You didn't know if she was alive or dead. I want to tell you something. Every time you go through something, it just hones your focus more. It just makes you more valuable. It makes you more elite. You got the call. And Benji been hit by a car. Yep. She said, Pastor Paul was not moved. He was not shaken. He just focused. What Satan intended for evil, God Almighty has turned for good. You like me preaching? It's been because I've been through so many things. My focus is laser sharp. Don't try to distract me. The devil, what? He can go here, because 1,000 will fall at one side, 10,000 at the other side. But I know the righteous have never been forsaken. Are there seed begging bread? I'm focused. I'm focused. Harvest Special Forces, know that you are, write this down, you're evolving and so is your purpose. Don't think because you were obedient yesterday, you're still in good graces of God today. His mercies and favor is new every morning. Orders are new, Special Forces. Orders are new every morning. When those special forces were ready, SEAL Team 6, they were in Afghanistan and they were like this ready every day. And it was days. Then all of a sudden they got the call. Now, you have to be ready for God to say now. Wow. There were 10 virgins. 5 were wise that were prepared and 5 were foolish. Everybody say, I'm going to prepare. Every morning I get up, I prepare. So if God says now, if it's time to go on a mission, I will conquer. David comes home with Ziklag, 1 Samuel 30. And he comes home. Everybody's wife's been stolen. Everybody's children been kidnapped. All their stuff's been robbed. And his mighty men, the Bible says they looked at him and they turned on him and they thought about stoning him. And the Bible says he was special forces.
Right.
He was special forces. And he said, I will encourage myself in the Lord. Now, let me see if you can do it right now. Just say, I encourage myself. I'm a bad man. I'm a bad woman. I'm a fighting machine. I know what I can do. I know who I am. Because sometimes you have to talk yourself up. There's not going to be anybody cheerleading for you. You got to talk yourself up. Special forces. The Bible said, at first, his mighty men were only 34. And the Bible says, one man in one day killed 800 men with a spear. I looked it up. It was a spear. Now, you realize if 800 guys just lined up and just said, chuck it. How long it would take to kill 800 men. But he wasn't just an average man. He was special forces. The Bible says in 2 Samuel and that other place, it says one day they were in a war and everybody but Eleazar went back in retreat. And he just stood there against the Philistines, and he held his ground. I want you to say this. If everybody else retreats, I will stand my ground. stand my ground. And the Bible says he stood so long that his hand froze to the sword. The sword in him became one. And the Bible says all, I love this. You see, the others weren't special forces. Just he that day was special forces. Because they came, everybody was already dead. They just came and collected the spoils. Harvest Church. What's the name of this place? Special Forces Training. Again. Again. God said to me, God said to me 8 months ago, leave Miami and move to Atlanta. The move cost me $20,000. All the money that I had in the checking account at the time, it cost everything I had to move. But God said, if you'll move there and take care of your mother and father, who are both 88, everything you touch, I'll bless. I have streams of revenue coming in I never knew about. How many of you would like special forces revenue coming in from all different kinds of streams? Because God needs to get revenue to special forces because they can do things nobody else can do. Are you hearing me? Okay. So, I love what you said today. But did you know also that glory is translated as honor? It's synonymous in most times that glory is mentioned in the Bible. So there is, in special forces, an incredible honor, code of honor among them. Never leave a man behind. I look today at the tattoos of special forces, and all of the tattoos, whatever they are, the one thing that's in common, they have a sword through it. Every special forces tattoo, whether it has a skull, whatever it has, there's a sword through it. Everything that we do as special forces, there's a sword in it. 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 You can't go on your opinion. You go on the word of God. There's a sword in it. If you have a word, somebody goes, I need a word. Open your Bible. I need a word. I love Prophet Kathy. I talk to her about it every other day. But she'll say it. You need a word? Open your Bible. Turn somebody and give them a little slap, a kind slap. Just say, open your Bible. You need a word. Open your Bible. Make it a little harder slap. See, some of y'all aren't what? Some of y'all have a little harder slap. Open your Bible! I'm going to tell you what we are. Harvester Special Forces. Don't look for sympathy when they get knocked down. They get motivated and get smarter. We have the spirit. We have the spirit of Rocky Balboa. That's what we have. The spirit of Rocky Balboa. And when he's fighting Apollo Creed the first time, he would hit him and Rocky would go down. And when he would go down, he'd just get right back up. He'd get right back up. And Apollo Creed would be bam! He'd go down again. And he'd get right back up. And Apollo Creed looked and said, what am I going to do with this man? Every time I knock him down, he gets back up. And then about midway through the fight, Rocky says, I'm not going down anymore. I need to hear you say, I'm not going down. And every time he would hit him, he would just come back stronger. And every time he would hit him, he would come back stronger. You need to tell the devil, every time you hit me, I'm going to come back stronger. I'm not going to sit down. You don't win a fight sitting down. Ah, you win a fight standing. Okay. But God's perspective. He won't let you take credit for his glory. But if he knows you're trustworthy, he'll shower you with his glory. Now listen, watch this. What does your name mean? Special forces people. What does your name mean? I'm not talking your physical name. I'm talking your spiritual name. If I was to look at you, stand up, Anthony. When you think of this man, what word comes to your mind? Discipline. Discipline. What? Excellence. Reliable. Order. See, what's your name? What? He's a leader. I don't know what Saguna means. Okay, it must be good. Sit down. Stand up. What's his name? Faithful. What? What else? Integrity. Shepherd heart. Stand up, mommy. What's her name? Huh?
Loving.
Loving. What? Gentle. What? Excellent. What? Pastor. Roro. Stand up. What's her name? Worship. Worshiper. Warrior. What's her name? Diligent. Married. Ah! Discipline. Huh? Stand up. What's his name? Leader. What? Teacher. What? See, if you're a special forces, I need to know what your name is. Not what your mama called you. No. Because some of y'all got names, some crazy names. Y'all name, you got, that's a Taquisha mama. Well, I don't know what. You got names, some kind of, what? Just made stuff up. I do weddings and I just go, look here. This one and this one, y'all got married. Whatever your names are, I don't even know how to say. Stand up, mommy. Name her. What's her name? Love. What? What? Listen. What does it make you feel like? Listen to me. What does it make you feel like when they say that about you? It makes you feel like you're special forces. You feel like people get you. All of a sudden, your shoulders go back and your head goes up. You need to tell people this is who you are. Turn to two people beside you and tell them their name. Tell them their name now. What's your name? Tell them what your name is. All right, yeah, okay, y'all called each other enough names. Stand up, Benji. What's his name? Kind. What? 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 Did you know that you had touched that many people, Benji? So you didn't, did you? But they know your name. They know who you are. I want you to know, listen to me, Harvest Special Forces, understand this. Payday is coming. What? Stand up! Payday! Payday is coming. Payday. Matthew 16, 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. What do you think he's going to reward special forces? The ones that went before everybody else. The ones that took the territory so everybody else could come in and live in the territory. This is my good one right here. Don't get mad, just get even. In my family, on both sides, somebody does something to us, we don't get mad. We just lock it away. And at the proper time, special forces is going to take you out. Now God has helped to forgive me a little bit and has settled me. I'm still special forces. There's no such thing as a believer who's passive. Hallelujah. No, you don't war. You don't. Special forces don't worship like that. Special forces don't worship. Special forces are crazy. Special forces have a church that calls all night prayer. Who does that anymore? Oh, you do. You do. You do. Why? Because when everybody else is sitting down, you're standing! Special forces. You have to make sure if you're part of Harvest Special Forces, come here, baby. You know who's leading the dance. You can't lead the dance and the Holy Spirit lead the dance at the same time. No. See, you want the Holy Spirit to dance with you. No. And he will guide you into all truth. So when I dance with her, I'm not a great dancer, but I'm leading. You understand that? I'm leading. You're in a dance with your Father every day. And he says, even though I dance through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I dance through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Everybody else is shaking. I'm dancing. I'm the dancing king. You're the dancing queen? Dancing king. Special forces know this. In the end, we always win. Play with confidence. Revelation 5:11 says, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. Watch this. Listen to all these things you receive. I want you to get your hand up ready to receive. To receive power. Say power.
Power.
Riches.
Riches.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Strength.
Honor.
Glory.
And blessings.
That's your payday. Special forces. Special forces. That's your payday. It's time to enlist. Sit down. Now understand, the general's watching. The commander of the Lord's army is watching. So don't you stand up. I like when Jesse Plantis said last night. Jesse Plantis said, don't come down here. We was talking about women that had female problems. He said, now don't come down here if you just won't get prayed for. Because if you come down here and you don't have it, you're going to get it before you go back. I love that. My Uncle Harry, greatest, most holy man of God that I've ever met. Armenian. He walked out of his hotel room one day and Benny Hinn was walking down the aisle of the hotel and Benny fell on his face before God. He said, I've never felt the glory of God on somebody like him. Uncle Harry would say this. He'd say, if you move in the next 30 seconds, everybody that moves will be healed. And I would watch people come up and you heal. And he would be sitting there, Paul, with his watch. And at 31 seconds, people would start to come down the aisle. He'd go, "That's okay. You missed your window. Today, enlistment center. This is an enlistment center. This is a special forces training center. Today is the day to enlist." Now, you've done great things, but I'm talking about special forces stuff. Special forces things. I got all kinds of stories I could tell you. I researched it this morning early. Man, their special forces have been behind every major victory. They went in and eliminated things. Today, you want to make sure you're healed and stay healed? Special force is too valuable to be sick. Special force is too valuable for you to be broke. You're too valuable to the kingdom. He's got to pay you first. Because if you do right, you save a bunch of other people's lives. Okay? So, in the name of Jesus, in the next 5 seconds, when I say start, if you want to enlist in special forces training, and you'll see it happen in every teacher and every ministry in this house, it's going to move up to special forces. What makes the redeemed church so powerful? They think like special forces. Before you can stand up, you have to go through all this training. What made Brother Jesse so powerful is the stories he told us at the table. One after he's in special forces training all his life. And you see, you can't be under the leadership of people like that because they're special forces. It's just, it oozes out of them. The leaders in this place, special forces, special forces. Today, God takes this church to another level. Our worship, we take no prisoners. No handcuffs. We don't take no prisoners. We take you out. It's just easier that way. All it takes is just the right special forces person at the right place, and everything comes into order just because of you. Just because of you. But you don't know my family, but I said because of you. You're special force. That doesn't mean you're abrasive. That doesn't mean that you're rude. It just means I'm in charge. 3, 2, 1. Stand if you want to be in the special forces. Special forces training center. Lift your hand up. I'm going to swear you in. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want you to repeat this oath after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I become what you destined me to be. I am a leader. I am special forces in the kingdom of God. I will not settle for average. I will not settle for good. I will settle only for God's best in my life. Every day I will grow. Every day I'll become more like you. And whatever spirit of terrorism, I put you on notice. Every religious spirit, I put you on notice. Special forces is here, and we call you out in Jesus' name. Give God the glory.